there. A very good morning to you, and I hope you're very well. Now, ordinarily, at this time of the week, it being a Monday, we would be catching up with Mick Wright to find out what he's been writing about. But, you know, it's August, and the truth is, I'm on holiday. So here are the highlights from Yapfest, our live event that took place last month. Here's part three.
There was another time last year.
Okay.
No, it's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah, I'm very calm.
Where I looked into the world of organ music.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
We had a lot of good organ music. One thing I wanted to include and didn't have the time
or inclination
yes, to do it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Was there's a guy on YouTube who does versions of songs on a church organ.
Okay.
And actually, I found afterwards that. Actually, it isn't actually on a church organ. He's basically got a very good sample. But it's a good sample of a real church organ. So it's like he's playing
organ.
And it is quite impressive
organ. Yeah. But I would say that the status of what he's doing has diminished rapidly from him doing this in a massive cathedral.
It would be nice.
Some guy at home with a laptop.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. but it's good, though. He's got proper, you know... Like proper manuals.
Paul Daniels.
It's manuals.
Paul Daniels. Manuals.
Is that writing slang? For the manuals.
Pull out the hole.
So what I thought would be quite good is that I've got like a hymn sheet here.
Fake one.
And I would like everybody to join in.
Fantastic.
So take one, pass it on. Actually, we should keep a couple for us.
Dave, you've done an amazing job here.
Okay. So you'll know this,
sure.
Well, most of you, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
yeah. So I thought we could have a go and see what this would be like as, you know, as a congregation.
Joy of man's desiring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're definitely going to know this.
Yeah? I think it's it's interesting. I have to keep up with him, okay? Because
okay.
Okay, you ready?
Vidor-esque.
There's an introduction though, obviously.
Hymn number 335.
Hymn number 335.
Okay.
We have to stand up
for this.
Yeah.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Doctor, try to make you understand.
Never gonna give
you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Oh, it just carries on.
What I liked about that...
Yes, sorry.
...was its shortness.
I should have printed out another chorus. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
Lovely cadence at the end there.
Perfect plagal cadence at the end there.
Lovely.
The irony of a perfect plagal cadence. But, yes, I think everyone just got rickrolled, but...
Yes.
What was so good and so... Hang on. What was so good and so right about that was that just like... When I've sung in a church, which is like three times, there's always a thing when you get to the end of a verse.
Yeah.
There's that little pregnant pause in midair.
Yeah.
Where it goes, some, you know what I mean? Like you never knows quite, do I come in now?
Yeah.
There's that sort of jump, collective leap off the cliff moment.
Yeah. And there's always those ones where basically you don't know it, but it's a hymn. So you think,
I can do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember...
And then you sort of get a bit of confidence as well. You think, oh, yeah, no, I know this now. And then you sing louder and you get it wrong.
I remember shaking with laughter at our grandmother's funeral. because I was next to your brother. I won't name him. Tom. He decided to sing about four octaves below everybody else.
He does.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, he does. He won't sing high.
Yeah, and then my brother did the busman's prayer. You know, the Wimbledon. They Hendon. I can't remember. In Earth as it is in Hendon.
Right.
They Wimbledon, they Kingston come. It's that kind of.
Oh, he did that whilst we were. Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Literally, as people were doing it in earnest to send off our grandmother.
Nice.
He was doing that. Just crying with laughter. It's one of the second funniest funeral ever. First funniest was Auntie Ruby Dora Dale.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying about that. Yeah. I didn't go to that.
No, well, I was the only delegate, and I'm not the only, but from our branch of the family, basically.
Yes, yeah.
Because my parents were in France, so I just went.
Yeah, that's right. You went.
And then
yourself.
I had, because I do an impression of her, which is what became Dora Dale.
Yes.
And there's the coffin.
Yes.
And I wanted to do the guy. I want to come out of the box. You stay in the box. I want to come out of the box. I thought it would be really funny.
I remember you saying that.
Okay.
You say about Rickrolling there.
Yeah, I did.
Does everybody know? I mean, you know about Rickrolling, but do you know where that comes from? Do you know? Do you know your meme?
No.
No. No. Apparently, right? It was 2006. There was a thing known as duck rolling to begin with, where someone like it's all like on Reddit and stuff. I don't know.
Sure.
Where there was someone had replaced the word egg with duck as a joke.
Wild times. Funny,
yeah. So egg roll. So then they had a picture of a duck with wheels, and that would be what you'd get like when you clicked on something you thought was going to be great, and you'd get a duck roll. So that's where it originally comes from.
Wow.
And then...
Maybe there is progress after all.
And then...
Your face!
And then... And
it
then
was a duck!
And then it turned to Rick Rolling.
just Google, pictures of eggs.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah.
It's a duck! Your face! Oh, God, we had some wild times.
And
before the internet got all corporate.
So that's why it's Rick Rolling. I always wonder why it was rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not that exciting, is it?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you heard about coal rolling?
What?
Have you heard about coal rolling?
No.
It's really depressing.
Is this real?
This is true.
I thought it was a joke.
This is like in America. You get the kind of real kind of, you'll take my diesel truck away from my dead body and go and get a vaccine. Oh, that's me finished on YouTube. Anyway, so they have these people have, like, they have a thing where they've custom tweaked their vehicles so that if they pull a lever, secret lever, all of the kind of filtration of their exhaust fumes gets bypassed and just like pure belched out diesel smoke will come out.
Right.
And what they do is if they pull up next to a Prius or some kind of electric car or hybrid, they'll coal roll them, which they'll pull the lever and belch their fumes all over there.
So like the button in the James Bond car that would make smoke
exactly
come out
that, yeah. It's wacky races. Just done in humans. And they're all dead now. Anyway. Not entertaining or funny, but true.
Yeah. And that's more important.
One out of three, guys.
Yeah. So
that's very much informing rather than educating or entertaining.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. there was another time. I'm just remembering all these times.
Oh,
there was
these
another
times.
Time
I love
last
times.
Year where I did one about singing specifically, and about. I mean, it was about bad singing. I think it was. I mean, you know, I feel bad about it because I think everyone can sing.
Can they?
Well, now this is interesting because. I played some good stuff that time, but I didn't play this, and I wish I had.
Okay.
This is amazing.
Okay.
This is a guy called Sam Sachs. I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
There he is. Yeah. Sam Sachs sings. he was born in 1903, was a sharp businessman.
Okay.
He was the head of the Acme Sales Company.
Come on.
No, he was.
Amazing. So did he have a briefcase that when he opened it, he could unfold a door frame and then knock on it? Amazing.
Sold mainly to Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
He
spent his evenings painting exploding buckshots the colour of birdseed.
So he basically... I mean, we don't know a lot about this, but he obviously wanted to make an album of music. And I feel like I wanted to get it done quickly as well.
Don't waste time.
You'll feel that when you hear it. What have I got about this? The liner notes from the back of the record. Sing it again, Sam. Sam Sachs has been called a singer's singer.
Oh, wow.
And while the phrase may have been applied to others in the past, it's really hard to read.
It seems
particularly well suited to Sam, for his unique artistry combines all the qualities that go to make a well-rounded performer.
Who called him a singer's singer? Who said that?
The person that wrote this bit here.
Is it his mum?
Well, I mean,
you're not a listener's singer.
Have you seen him?
A singer's singer.
He's quite old.
Okay, I can't see him, but I'll take your word for it.
So I've got a little bit of Old Man River here.
Okay.
And you know, earlier today we did a podcast and we talked about bands having to keep up if you're doing a patter song.
Yeah.
The band's working really hard.
Oh man.
In this.
Okay. My tempo. Whiplash.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says about this one, frequently served up as a semi-classical number, this durable favourite is given a different treatment by Sam Sachs. Notice especially the lower register where Sam's range and resonance are shown to their fullest.
Oh boy, sounds like your brother.
What number am I on? Okay, yeah, ready for this?
Yeah,
okay. This is Sam Sachs with Old Man River.
Okay.
Old Man River by Sam Sachs.
He announces it
first. Oh, nice. Sing it.
We all worked on the Mississippi. We all worked while the white folks played. Pulling them boats from dawn to sunset. Never get dressed to the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. Don't ask, make that white horse frown. Bend your knee and bow your head. And pull that rope until you're dead.
I was waiting for the lower register.
Let me go wave of the Mississippi. Let me go wave of the white man's voice. Show me the stream called the River Jordan. That's the stream I love to cross.
Old Man River,
he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps out.
He's on a tight schedule.
He don't plant potatoes, and he don't plant cotton. And then that plant is soon forgotten.
But that Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
You and me, we sweat and strain, the body all aching and wrapped in pain. Just that march, lift that veil,
you get a little drunk and you land in jail.
He puts his own hand on his own record.
And sick of crying.
I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But that Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
It's like a sort of a controlled fall, wasn't it? It's just,
I mean, those musicians, you can just see them like looking at each other.
Amazing.
It's good.
I feel like accompanying him would be a tremendous exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a workout.
Yeah, as a sort of test of, you know, how good are you at keeping your own.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a whole album of that. Check that out.
No.
I think it's possibly on Spotify.
Is it really?
Probably is.
Oh my God.
And that's it for today. We will have the final part of our Yapfest thing the day after tomorrow, when the Boy Wonder will make you wonder why. And you'll also wonder why the words Stevie Wonder were dropped from some song lyrics. Yes, might not be fully safe for work, that one. I'll have to think about that one. Anyway, see you then.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.